Watch, Jill Biden, Hispanic community as unique as breakfast tacos, butcher's pronunciation of bodega. By Nick Gilbertson on July 11, 2022. First Lady Jill Biden butchered the pronunciation of bodega and asserted that the Hispanic community is as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio while speaking at the Latinx Inclusion Luncheon in the Texas City Monday. Biden's remarks at the luncheon were part of the three-day Unidos U.S. annual conference in San Antonio, which started Saturday. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the bodegas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength, she said, referring to Raul Izaguirre, who received the Presidential Medal of Freedom Thursday. Based on prepared remarks released by the White House, she intended to say bodega, and her faux pas quickly made the rounds on social media. Once again, Dr. Jill Biden butchers the Spanish language in furtherance of pandering to a client constituency, the Org FKA National Council of La Raza, tweeted Jorge Bonilla, director of the Media Resource Center. I hereby bless your timelines with Dr. Jill's rendering of bodega. In a pair of tweets, Cassie Garcia, Republican candidate for Texas's densely Hispanic 28th district, thanked Biden for clarifying that Democrats think Hispanics are unique like tacos. Maybe if we rebrand the southern border as Suzerain Borderx, Joe Biden will finally visit? She wondered in another tweet. Garcia's tweet apparently alluded to the event's name being the Latinx Inclusion Luncheon. The woke term Latinx lacks gender, which is crucial to the Spanish language. And polls have repeatedly shown that America's Hispanic community rejects the word in favor of the masculine Latino or the term Hispanic. ICR Miami for Americano media poll from March revealed just 1.7% of the U.S. Hispanic population uses Latinx, while 60% describe themselves as Hispanic and 30% use the term Latino. Representative Myra Flores, RTX, who recently flipped a historically blue seat red in the deeply Hispanic 34th district in Texas, seemed to forecast Biden's botched pronunciation. The congresswoman tweeted a gif of a previous gaffe from the First Lady at a pop-up vaccination site for farm workers in California in March 2021, as Breitbart News reported, where she mispronounced what seemed to be C-Sape-Way-Day. Watch. It's C-Sape-Way-Day, yes you slash we can, not C-Sape-Way-Dui, tweeted Deputy Communications Director for the Republican Governors Association Joanna Rodriguez.